104.7, 80 at Mel. It's 7:05, up to 31 today. It is 27 right now. No, 25 right now. We've got the Mash for Cash coming up here very soon. $135 up for grabs from quality lenders, so be on the lookout for that. Nate has not emailed us what the number is for today, but I bet I know what it is.
You think so?
I think so.
All right. We'll see.
We'll find out. Anyway.
Well, 14 was mine, though, because he was late.
Oh.
And he originally, when he sent the next number, it was 21. Oh. I said, well, we'll use that for the next day.
Oh, okay. So you've just given out all the numbers for the vault.
It's not when they normally listen. I'm going to go home.
I don't understand.
Oh, I just had a moment. It's fine.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
So.
Like, you've never messed up before.
Not with something that's supposed to be a secret. I guess I'm able to keep a secret.
I can keep a secret.
Mm-hmm. So, there was construction work at Lambeau Field. And it sparked a minor fire that caused some damage, about $5,000 worth. Unfortunately, Aaron Rodgers is fine.
Oh, my gosh.
No, the fire happened on Aaron Rodgers' day.
On his birthday?
A day that the state of Wisconsin proclaimed in honor of the Packers quarterback because he wears number 12.
Oh.
12, 12, 12.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they were working on something and some sparks, they were cutting a steel beam and sparks got inside the wall and lit the insulation on fire.
Oh boy.
They couldn't even like get at it.
Yeah.
Though.
Kind of
funny.
Yikes.
If you're an iPhone person and you hate how the maps work, good news. You're going to finally get Google Maps back on the iPhone.
I had that story earlier this week about how they don't have the Google Maps available and it was screwing up a bunch of people in Australia.
Yeah. They couldn't even get it.
Yeah.
And I don't
know
for sure.
No, it was putting them in the wrong place.
Apple basically had gotten rid of it because they were replacing it with something that they had that was going to be better. And there's like big time errors in it. And now Google Maps can be downloaded in the App Store if you have a iPhone. So congratulations. You'll actually be able to find out where you're actually going.
Nice.
Anne Hathaway was on the Today Show yesterday discussing her little wardrobe malfunction.
Here we go again.
What?
We're going to have the same conversation again? Are we going to argue once again about the underwear? Just asking.
Oftentimes, whatever we do at the
I know.
The first break of the show, we also do at 7 o'clock.
I know. I'm just asking.
Okay.
Are we going to have the same argument?
Well, it depends on whether or not you're reasonable.
I have to be reasonable now.
She was on the Today Show. In case you didn't know, there was a photo taken of her as she was getting out of the car on the red carpet. And it showed us a lot more of Anne Hathaway than we'd ever seen before.
Or that she wanted to show.
Yes. However, she did not wear underwear. So I'm kind of calling this a her problem. Anyway, here's what she said on the Today Show yesterday.
It kind of made me sad on two accounts. One was that I was very sad that we live in an age when someone takes a picture of another person in a vulnerable moment and rather than delete it and do the decent thing, sells it. And I'm sorry that we live in a culture that commodifies sexuality of unwilling participants, which brings us back to Les Mis,
exactly,
because that's
right.
What my character is. She is someone who is forced to sell sex to benefit her child because she has nothing and there's no social safety net.
Okay, I don't feel sorry for her for two reasons. One, wear underwear. It wouldn't have been a problem, especially if it had matched the black dress she was wearing.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have been able to even tell it was her underwear. You would have just thought it was a shadow or
what
the dress.
What if she wore the nude color underwear?
Number two, she actually tied it back into her movie.
Which was impressive.
Which leads me to potentially believe that maybe it was a stunt.
It was not a stunt.
It could have been.
No, it was not.
This sort of thing has been done before.
It wasn't.
I'm just saying it could be.
Mm-mm.
I don't actually think it was. It could be. I don't think it was. But wear underwear. We're not talking about this.
I don't think that the photographer needed to take that picture.
Did you see the photo?
Yes.
Okay. Was the photo zoomed in on her unmentionables?
It was zoomed in pretty close because you know he wasn't. You know he wasn't that close to her.
Someone got in. No. Did you see the original photo?
I saw everything that they
posted. Where it's zoomed out.
Yeah, it's still of all her.
It's her entire body. It wasn't like they had a telephoto lens pointing it.
And then the website cropped right into it.
Yeah, I'm not saying that was okay. All I'm saying is wear underwear when you're going to be in front of thousands of photographers and you're getting out of a car.
I don't think it was necessary to take that picture.
I don't think it was necessary to not wear underwear.
Don't you think that it's her right to not wear underwear?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It is also the photographer's right to do with whatever he wants with a photo taken in public.
Except for when they're naked. And
in public?
She had a dress on.
He did not break the law. He did not do anything. Now,
I'm not saying he did anything.
One can question the morals of it. Right. I'm not going to dispute that.
Yeah,
but
I wasn't saying that he was doing anything
Yeah, but you know,
illegal,
you know what would have
immoral.
What is Mel? What is the one thing that would have prevented all of this?
What the photographer not publishing that picture?
No, no, yeah. No. What is the one thing that would have prevented that?
Underwear.
Yeah. Why put it in the hands of the photographers? You're relying on paparazzi photographers to do the right thing.
I don't know why she didn't wear underwear, but it's her right not to wear underwear.
Yep. And I'd have a lot more sympathy for her if she had been wearing underwear.
Well, this wouldn't have happened. She should have been wearing underwear because nobody would have cared.
So that's why today we are starting the Actresses Underwear Fund.
No, we're not.
Buy underwear for Hollywood starlets who can't seem to afford panties when they're on the red carpet. And consistently get out of cars without underwear on in front of photographers.
Your obsession with this is so weird.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's just stupid. I don't.
It's weird.
Hey, wear underwear. There's no problem.
I'm not wearing underwear the rest of the week.
Okay. But you're also not getting out of a car in front of 1,000 photographers.
I might.
Yeah, because you'll hire him for your birthday tomorrow.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 722 up to 31 today. It's 24 right now. We've got the Mash for Cash with Quality Lenders coming up very, very shortly. Now, the baby's website, babycenter.com, put together a list of the most unusual baby names of 2012.
Oh.
And at least two parents independently reported giving every name on this list.
Two?
So, yeah.
Oh, boy.
At least twice.
Okay.
These names were given.
All right.
Here are the, I mean, it wasn't a ranked list. I just grabbed some of the worst. The 10 worst names for girls. Excel. Jagger.
Jagger for a girl?
Yep.
Weird.
I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce this. Cakeson. K-A-I-X-A-N.
Okay.
Or I-N, sorry. Mona Lisa.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Mona's fine, but not Mona Lisa.
Lisa's fine. Not Mona
together.
Lisa.
Not together.
Queenie. Q-U-E-E-N-I-E. Queenie.
Oh, boy.
These are the girl names, remember?
Yeah.
Rogue.
Isn't that from X-Men?
Well, Rogue is just a term that means...
No, but there's a girl named Rogue in X-Men.
Oh, there is?
I think so. Pretty sure.
Oh, okay. Still, it's kind of a, you know, rough, tough kind of word, you know. It's a, you
right.
know, he was a rogue agent who was out on his own, you know.
I'm pretty sure that there is a girl named Rogue.
Shug, S-H-O-O-G. Here's probably the worst one. Thin.
Thin?
T-H-I-N-N.
Why?
Thin.
Why?
Wishful thinking?
Ladasha with L-A, the
and
actual dash. Is that on there? Because that's,
no,
a, that's
no.
a real name.
Yoga.
Yoga?
And Zealand.
For a girl?
As in New Zealand.
Oh, so it's spelled Z-E-A.
L-A-N-D, yeah. For boys. Burger. Cajun.
What?
Jello.
What?
Cobain,
like Kurt Cobain?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Donathan. Donathan. Not Jonathan. Donathan.
That is terrible.
I know. ESPN or Espen. Now, Espen is like a Norwegian or Swedish name.
Yeah.
But it actually has the vowel.
Right.
I-N
yeah.
at the end. No, this is like the sports network. ESPN.
It's actually ESPN.
Espen.
That's so stupid.
Four. Like the number four spelled. F-O-U-R.
What?
I
wonder if it was kid number four.
It could be. It's older siblings 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Hippo.
Hippo.
Hippo and Thin will get married someday.
Hippo.
Yep. Haven't or haven't T, like it's spelled like haven't, but the T is capitalized.
And, what? Why?
Well, look, I mean, you kind of have to look at it to really wrap your head around it.
I don't get it.
Like the contraction haven't.
Yeah.
But the T is capitalized.
Okay.
And finally, good luck.
The kid's name is Good Luck.
Yeah. Oh, the name like that. Good Luck.
Is it a Care Bear?
No. Good Luck.
What?
You know, what happened to, you know, just like Jack? Or Lori? Or, you know,
I mean,
Margaret.
I understand the original name. I mean,
I would
your
rather
son
name
is Rockley, and that's a different name.
It's different, yeah.
You know, my girls are Quincy and Thea. Those names aren't commonly used.
No, but it's not Excel.
I immediately think energy.
I think the Microsoft Office program. Anyway. Now, I'm sure there's someone who's going to call and yell at us because they named their kid Thin.
I hope not. I don't think anybody in South Dakota is that dumb.
It could happen.
It's true.
Oh, now you gave him another reason for him to yell at us.
They
you
can
just
yell-
called him dumb.
They can yell at me. If they name their kid Thin and they want to call me dumb, I'll have that debate.
All right. The Quality Lenders Mash for Cash. It
wow.
is worth $135. Here you go. +361-5557. If you know all 7 songs, title, and artist, you will win $135 from Quality Lenders.
Hot. This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 7:41. Go ahead.
Go, Mel. It's your birthday.
No, it's
tomorrow.
Not. Tomorrow. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Should have just played this song tomorrow.
You know what? I think I'm going to be sick tomorrow.
That's okay. It can be all about me tomorrow.
It's going to be, whether I want it to be or not. Like, I have a say in that. We did not get a winner for the Mash for Cash.
Not surprised.
No. I'm thinking today maybe you should go in and lengthen the clips.
No.
In it? Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I wanted to get over $1,000.
Yeah. We don't have that much time.
Oh, okay.
Maybe lengthen them out a little bit.
All right. I'm only going to be half a second.
What?
It'd only be half a second. You said it'd only be 2 seconds.
Yeah,
instead
but,
of 1.5. Some of them are even like 1.6.
Well, when I do it most of the time, they're about 2.2-ish.
Okay.
I mean.
I don't think it's that hard.
So there is a... I have a new excuse for not doing housework for the guys.
Okay.
And it's a great way to get out of doing it permanently. 32-year-old Tomasz Pakowski of Elbag, Poland. I'm sure I'm saying that wrong, but he was getting a lot of heat from his wife about being useless around the house. So he decided to prove that he could do housework.
Okay.
He grabbed all their clothes that needed ironing, set up the ironing board in front of the TV, turned on some boxing, cracked a beer, then he started ironing while he watched and drank. At some point, his cell phone rang, and adding that fourth multitasking element was too much. So when he went to answer the phone, he accidentally held the iron to his ear instead.
Oh my gosh! Oh my god, oh my gosh.
He ran to the bathroom to splash some cold water on it. He accidentally ran into the door and got a black eye.
Oh my gosh.
He was hospitalized with serious burns on his face, but is expected to fully recover. He says he's never doing housework again. Quote, "It's harder than it looks. I really respect what my wife does now."
You know, I've done like one of those things where you're not really paying attention and I've like put the milk in a cupboard instead of the fridge before.
There's a picture of him.
Oh, man.
Got bandages all over his head. Well, I'll get that up on the website.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I understand when you're like kind of multitasking and you not really paying attention because you're doing this and doing that.
Well, like what I did this summer when I was grilling, had the potatoes in the metal basket on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to stir them and the basket wouldn't stay still. I couldn't stir the potatoes because it just kept moving the basket around. So I grabbed the basket.
With your hands?
With my bare hand.
Ow.
Yeah. And I got a nice blister and it hurt a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes you just, you pull a stupid.
Yeah.
It happens.
So, I mean, I understand how that could have happened, just saying.
And now.
But, oh my gosh.
We're both kind of on this guy's side. And
yeah.
I think there's probably people listening right now shaking their heads going, oh my God, you two are the dumbest people on the radio.
Well, I have not put an iron to my ear.
No, I've never put an iron to my face. I never confused the cell phone for an iron.
But just so you know, I don't iron very often.
Yeah.
So I'm not even sure if I have an iron.
And I never confused eye drops with super glue.
Nope, I've not done that.
No.
Nope, 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 nope.
Got an email and a text here about the baby name list. It was the worst baby names of the year, basically.
Yeah.
I'll run through the girls real fast. Excel, Jagger, Cakeson, Mona Lisa, Queenie, Rogue, Shug, Finn, Yoga, and Zealand. For boys, Burger, Cajun, Cello, Cobain, Donathan, ESPN. What it is, Espen.
Espen.
Espen is a normal name. It's like a Norwegian or Swedish name, but this one, that one has an I before the last, or before the N. This one is like the sports network. Four, spelled out F-O-U-R, good luck, having tea, which either means I'm having tea, or it's haven't, apostrophe capital T.
Maybe you're supposed to, like, shout the T part,
and then capitalized. Hippo. Well, like, the
like
guy,
having tea.
The guy that played T-Dog on The Walking Dead, his name is Iron E, with a capital E on the end.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's his, like, you know, invented.
I don't get it.
I don't either. I got a text that said, can I add a bad baby name to your list?
Yes.
Absidy, spelled A-B-C-D-E.
Nuh-uh.
I've run across this name more than once.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. Absidy.
Wow.
Ryan is on the phone. How are you, Ryan?
Not too bad. You guys were talking about the baby names?
Yeah.
I worked at a daycare, and I actually had a kid named Espen.
Yeah.
Spelled it ESPN?
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I'd walk around and I'd just call him ESPN or Sports Center all the time.
Hey, da-na-na, da-na-na.
So I just had to call and tell you guys that.
Well, thank you for the call, Ryan.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Poor kiddo.
Chastity is on the phone. How are you, Chastity?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's up?
I was just listening to your weird names that you were calling off.
Yeah.
My daughter's name is Addison.
Yeah.
And I originally wanted it with, like, the sun outside as her last part.
What? You wanted the sun what?
Okay, my daughter's name is Addison.
Yep.
And it's spelled A-D-D-Y-S-O-N.
Okay.
But I wanted it A-D-D-Y-S-U-N. I don't know if that's weird or not, but...
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of cute.
It is kind of weird.
But that's all I had. I don't know your mash for cash.
Oh, yeah, no. It's early and Mel made it too hard.
I made it too hard.
No, but,
we probably won't get it until it's up to $1,000.
No. The Y is enough to make it different.
Yeah.
You don't need the U to make it more different. Because then it's like a completely new word you're trying to figure out.
Well, then it throws people way off because then they're like looking at it going...
Addison?
Son.
Oh, okay, now I get it.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that you always want to look at. Can your child be made fun of for this name?
Yeah.
Right.
if your child can be made fun of, or if we can make fun of it, then don't name them that.
Well, thanks for the call, Chastity.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, and another thing too, like if you can find a name in like a baby name website, even though it's super crazy weird, you know, I can still be talked into it. You know, it's not the worst thing ever. If it actually made a baby name website, then
because those bad names are on the baby name website.
Well, yeah, I know, but
I don't think so.
Well, I'm just saying I could be talked into it. Looks like more people are calling about this. We'll get to you coming up very soon. We have to do the number for the vault.
Oh, did we get a number?
No, we didn't.
Let me check real quick. Yes, we did.
We did?
Yep, I just got it.
Oh, I didn't get it.
52.
Oh, I was wrong on what the third one would be. All right. So know all three tomorrow, and you will win a $50 party tab to the vault.
The Hot Morning Show with Andy and Mel continues in minutes on Hot 104.7.
I love year-round brown, and you will too. Why year-round brown? Well, along with helping you look good and feel great, they're making the season bright, brown, with their 12 Days of Christmas Facebook giveaway. Each day, year-round brown is giving away tons of great gifts to lucky Facebook fans. How great? They're giving away over $3,000 in gifts. Forget about decking your halls. You need to get online now. Go to facebook.com/yearroundbrown, like them, and make a comment. You'll be entered to win awesome gifts, like a year of free tanning, lotions, gift sets, and more. Now that's how you stuff your stocking. And join the Year Round Brown Club today and get up to $50 off any lotion. If you love unlimited tanning but hate commitments, this is the club for you. Unlimited tanning, all the perks, no commitments. Year Round Brown is proud to carry premium skincare products from Designer Skin. The most popular tanning around, Year Round Brown, where your first tan is free.
Q-U-A-L-I-T-Y. Quality Lenders has cash. You could possibly need it. If not...
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 756, up to 31 today. It is 23 right now. A list of the worst baby names was released, and there was quite a few that were bad. I'll get that posted so you can see the list. Let me see. For girls, Excel, Jagger, Cakeson, Mona Lisa, Queenie, Rogue, Shug, Finn, Yoga, and Zealand. For the boys, Burger, Cajun, Cello, Cobain, Donathan, ESPN, 4, as in the number, good luck.
ESPN 4 is together.
Yeah. Haven't, and Hippo. We got an email from Katie, and Mel, she loves our show. Be nice. Okay?
Uh-oh. I don't like it when you give me those disclaimers.
Because I know you're going to hate the names she has picked out.
Okay.
But she also said, you guys made me feel a whole lot better about the names we have picked out for our first baby that's due in February.
Made her feel better about them?
Well, after hearing the names.
Okay.
For a boy, they have picked... Now, let me finish.
I'm biting my tongue.
I'll just shut your mic off until I'm done saying the names. For a boy, the name is Riggin. And for a girl, Yardley. I gotta say, I like the girl name.
I don't like
it. I do.
I'm sorry. What's her name?
Katie,
I'm sorry.
Be nice.
I'm sorry, but I don't like it.
Now, Katie, I'll be honest. I don't care for your boy name either. I even did a search for it on babynames.com. Nothing came up on Reagan.
It's weird.
Yardley is...
If it was Reagan...
The actress who does the voice of Bart Simpson is Yardley Smith, I believe.
I don't care.
I've heard that name a few different places.
Okay, but those are both names that will get made fun of.
No, Yardley? I don't think that will. No, yes. It won't.
In South Dakota?
I don't think so. I don't think it's any stranger than Rockley is.
Yardley. Like, you're going to go play in the yard.
Well, it's also spelled Yardley Smith of The Simpsons is Y-E-A-R-D-L-E-Y. It can also be spelled Y-A-R-D. She's ending it with double E's. I love the girl name, Katie. I don't care for the boy name.
I don't really like either. I'm sorry,
unless you're
Katie.
A really big Washington Redskins fan. John Riggins was a stud back in the day.
Not sure I get them. Like, is there a reason behind them, maybe, or something?
I don't know. She didn't say. Okay. But she loves our show, Mel. Be nice.
I am being nice. I said sorry.
And she also said, at least we aren't naming it Thin.
Well, that's true. I'll give you that.
She told the names to a friend and looked at her like she had two heads.
Yeah.
And told her that the kid would get picked on forever. I don't think Yardley will. And I think the thing
is,
the names, it depends on the kid, too, whether or not you get picked on. You could have a really weird name.
Yeah.
But if you're the...
If the kid's personality is rocking it, then they won't get
If it doesn't bother them, it's like, that's my name. So what? Lul is stupid. Okay, so are you. Let's see. We've got... Dustin is on the phone. How are you, Dustin?
Good, and you?
Pretty good. So, what's up?
My wife knows a gal who named her kid Chlamydia because she thought it sounded pretty and didn't know
what it And nobody warned her ahead of time that it's an STD?
So yeah, it actually went through that, like, this is the child's name?
Yeah.
It's Chlamydia.
See, there should be laws.
See?
Yeah, you can't make stuff like that.
There are some countries that have laws. Like, you have to apply for the name.
Really?
And have it be passed. I think Germany is one of those countries.
Well, I think they should apply to have a kid in this country.
Well, then,
I agree that everybody should have to take a test before they can become a parent.
I mean, you have to have a license to catch a fish. Why can't anybody just get their pole wet and have a kid? You know?
I agree.
Yeah, I'm not going down that road, but thanks for the call, Dustin.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
Chlamydia. Now, there's one name where you could, if you were the person who named your child that and you called me and yelled at me for laughing at it, go ahead. I don't care. You named your kid after a sexually transmitted disease.
Yeah. I'll fight with you all day on that one.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Psychic Tiff is going to be on with us here shortly. If you would like to speak with her this morning... give us a shout, 361-5557. You could also ask your question in an email or text, am@hot1047.com. Psychic Tiff is next.
Hot1047.com.